Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad you're joining me for another Power Friday, where again, I'm going to bring to you some of those powerful principles of soaring above, shared with us by Dr. Stephen Stosny in his book, Soar Above, How to Use the Most Profound Part of Your Brain Under Any Kind of Stress. And I tell you what, you probably picked up on it. We are learning how to use our brains when under stress and when not under stress. And both are important. Using our brains when we are under stress, using our brains effectively when we are not under stress. As a matter of fact, I share this with you, as I've shared before. Sometimes, maybe most of the time, the best time to learn to handle the heat is before the heat's turned up. Very often, I've never been in the military, and I haven't studied about war and all of that, but from what little bit I have seen, from what little bit I have read, from what little bit I have heard, the military, regardless of which branch it is, prepares for war before the soldiers are sent to war. Now, that doesn't mean that once they're in the war, things are going the way they're going, that it's going to be smooth sailing simply because they trained before the war. However, it seems that by and large, especially when you're looking at the work of these elite soldiers, the Navy SEALs, Green Beret, etc., because of their special training, when they get into a tight situation, their chances of getting out are greatly improved because they are forced to learn how to think under pressure before the situation is real, before they're actually in live combat. In fact, some of you may have heard this, some of you have experienced this. Training with live fire. And so the training needs to take place before you're actually at war. Even if you're only able to get a few months worth of training, that's a whole lot better than no training. That whole thing about, you know, very often in the civilian world, we deal with on-the-job training. And it is the real deal. Very often, what we're doing really counts towards the bottom line. Even though it is on-the-job training, when it comes to going to war, it's probably not the best idea to do on-the-job training, OJT. Now go ahead and get that training in as much as possible, and then you get sent to war. Well, what's happening? Part of what's happening with the training is your brain is literally learning whatever you're teaching it and whatever those who are around you are teaching your brain. So if part of it has to do with you, these are the steps you take under this circumstance. Boom. Okay, under this other circumstance, these are the steps you take in order to handle that circumstance. Boom. Then they'll throw you in a situation where they have not given you that circumstance or the specific steps to take to deal with that circumstance, and you got to figure it all out on the fly. And here's the thing. That's the way real war is. They can train you for some things, but cannot train you for every circumstance. And so you got to learn how to think on the fly. You got to think on your feet. Not allow panic to set in and prevent you from thinking clearly. That's part of the reason that you'll often hear me talk on this program about the importance of not allowing our emotions to get in the driver's seat while we make our brains, our minds, sit in the back seat as passengers and just go along for the ride. No, no, no. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to learn to make our emotions take a back seat while our brains do the driving. I know you're thinking, well, hold up now. We've been given emotions for a reason. What about fight or flight? I agree with you 100%. We have been given emotions for a reason. And there does come a time for fight or flight, a time to fight or to flee, to fight that which is posing a threat, or to try to get away from that which is posing a threat. Fight or flight, I understand. But listen, the emotions aren't the only part of us that can help us with that decision-making process as to whether to fight or flee. For the most part, our brains are going to make that decision. And if we allow our emotions to get in the driver's seat, our emotions will dictate what our minds decide. And that's not the best way to handle threats. No. For instance, think about the Titanic. And when it went down, as it was going down, and they were showing all those people who realized that big cruise ship was capsizing. And when they realized it, people just running. Unfortunately, number one, not knowing where they were running to, they hadn't thought about that. They hadn't worked that out in their minds. And secondly, not caring where they ran or who they ran over in the process of running to wherever they were running. So people ended up being trampled. Why? Because so many of the passengers on that ship panicked. They allowed their emotions to rise to a level where their minds were still working, but their minds were doing what their emotions dictated. Just go. Go where? And what's the best way to get there? None of that was worked out. Just go. That's not the best way to handle a situation. You know, panicking basically means your fear level has risen to a point, your fear has risen to a level where you are not able to think clearly, productively, efficiently, correctly. And you're just going. So what's the point? The point is we can experience fear, but still be thinking clearly, thinking accurately, thinking correctly about what steps to take to deal with that fear if we don't let the fear get in the driver's seat. If we keep our minds, our brains in the driver's seat, that emotion can still help you run faster than you may normally have run. But the emotion is not going to tell you where you should run to or the best way to get there. Your mind is going to work that out for you, but only if your emotions haven't taken over. So, again, the thing is, we learn to use our brains effectively when we are under stress. We learn to use our brains effectively when we are not under stress. And here's the beauty of it. We can just sit down, ladies and gentlemen, believe what I'm getting ready to share with you. We can just sit down. We can be in our chair, our easy chair at home, reclining, kicked back, reclining and practicing in our minds actual emergencies. Emergencies coming up. We can see ourselves at work. And we see the layout of the building in which we work. And we imagine a fire breaking out. And we don't know where the fire is. All we know is the alarm has sounded. Fire alarm has sounded. We need to get out of the building. Now, we can actually practice in our minds in our chair, our easy chair, while we're under no stress. Remembering how that building is laid out. Remembering how the exit doors lead outdoors. Where we'll end up if we go out this exit. Where we'll end up if we go out that exit. We can actually practice in our minds, almost as though we're running a video, seeing ourselves calmly now, getting up quickly, heading to the exit that we have determined is the best one to use under these circumstances. Maybe we see smoke coming from an area, depending on how big your building is or how small it is. You may or may not see smoke, and you know you want to avoid the area where you see the smoke coming from. Where are the other exits? And you can imagine yourself not only calmly making your exit, but also calmly yet firmly directing your coworkers who are in that same area to come on, let's go this way. This is the way we need to go. Follow me. You take the lead if necessary. And lead the way out to the proper exit, the best one under those circumstances. If there's more than one, pick one. If there's more than one that will work well, pick one. It may be the one closest to you. Pick one. Your emotions aren't going to make those decisions. Emotions are not intended to make decisions. Our minds, our brains make decisions. And we can be afraid. We can be tense. We can be nervous. We can be stressed. And still be letting our minds lead the way. And you practicing that, practicing in your easy chair at home. You'd be surprised how if you do that over and over and over, I'm not saying 5 and 6 times a day, 5 and 6 days a week, but several times throughout the year, you practice being that way. You'd be surprised how what you have been imagining in your mind will automatically kick in when it is the real deal. That's what happens with a lot of the soldiers. They go over it and over it and over it again. They train this way. They train that way. They train to do this under those circumstances. They train to do that. When something comes up that they have not prepared for, they learn to improvise. They learn to improvise. That's part of the training. And they tell you, a lot of the soldiers will tell you, particularly those who are warriors, they have spent time in battle. They'll tell you that training just kicks in. And you just, it's almost as though you're on cruise control. You're automatically working out in your mind what you need to be doing. Muscle memory, all of that kicks in. And you just go. They just go. They just do what needs to be done. Even when it's a situation they haven't faced before and they need to improvise, because they have practiced improvising when it is the real deal and they're really under the gun. The training kicks in and it helps them do what they need to do. All right, so when we come back, more of these powerful principles from Dr. Stephen Stosny, who encourages us, who empowers us to soar above.